This is the Six Figure Home Studio Podcast, episode 41.
Whoa. You're listening to the Six Figure Home Studio Podcast, the number one resource for running a profitable home recording studio. Now your hosts, Brian Hood and Chris Graham.
Welcome back to another episode of the Six Figure Home Studio Podcast. I am your host, Brian Hood. I'm here with my co-host, Chris Graham. Chris, do you have a green thumb? Can you keep plants alive?
No, I can't.
Really? Like even a cactus?
No. I would like to be a plant guy. I would like to grow things, but inevitably I get too focused on business stuff or my kids and like, oh, that plant, well.
That's true. I mean, you've managed to keep your kids alive for years, which is probably a lot more important than keeping a plant alive.
Yeah.
I don't have any pets or kids, so I've tried in my past to have a green thumb. Never works out. I do have a plant that's running strong for the last, I'd say, 2 or 3 months. It survived the summer. It's by my window. I feel good about that. I had a sweet potato that was starting to sprout spuds. So I put that by the window as well. And that got a good 7 inch growth on it that I ended up throwing it away. But it was fun as an experiment.
Our advice to you today on the Six Figure Home Studio Podcast, if you want to build responsibility, become an adult, get a plant. I'm just kidding.
There we go. No, the reason I ask is because we heard an interesting story. Don't know if it's true or not. Doesn't really matter. But the story is interesting, to say the least. Mm-hmm. And we think that there's some good things to pull from the story for home studio owners. So, Chris, would you like to tell this story that you heard recently?
Certainly. So, I was scrolling through my Facebook feeds, as you do.
Waste of time.
It was a waste of time. It's actually in the bathroom doing this. So, I wasn't wasting that much time.
TMI.
So I run across this video and it's this, I think he was a pastor. He might have just been a motivational speaker. And he told an interesting story. And the story is this. In China, there is a tree and it is called the Chinese bamboo tree. And the Chinese bamboo tree is very interesting for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, it's a seed about the size of a walnut and you plant it in the ground. And if you water and fertilize it every single day for 5 years, you won't see anything. It doesn't do anything. But at 5 years, a little sprout pops up through the dirt, but only if you watered and fertilized every single day. Now, here's the catch. After 5 weeks, right after it sprouted, it will grow to be 90 feet tall. It's absolutely massive. So here's the thing, and I think a lot of you know where I'm going with this. Music careers often look the same. You see an artist that was touring and touring and touring and touring, grinding and grinding and grinding, and then all of a sudden one day they got on The Voice or they got on American Idol.
Yeah, that's kind of the prevalent thought, is everyone is like overnight success, but it's really they've been grinding at it for 5 years.
Yeah, and for 5 years they've seen absolutely nothing other than like maybe some people think it's cool, but their mom wants them to get a real job, that sort of thing. And we've been talking about this and just what we can pull from this story for people that are trying to run a recording studio for a living.
Yeah. So this story seems pretty popular. And I think the reason this resonates with so many people is because so many people are working towards a goal. And for most of you listening, that's some sort of audio career or maybe something even more specific within your audio career, a Grammy maybe. And you've been plugging away for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, some of you, and you really have nothing to show for it yet. It seems like it's, you know, highly motivating to think that one day after 5 years, 10 years, whatever, I'm finally going to have that damn Chinese bamboo plant sprout to 90 feet. My career is finally going to take off. So that is appealing to people. That sort of mindset that, you know, I'm just a year away. I'm just 6 months away. I'm just 1 month away. But I have a problem with that mentality. And I think this is kind of where I go against what the story is trying to say. And that is this mindset that people work their asses off for years and years and years, then boom, big bang, and then their careers skyrocket. That's what you see on The Voice or The X Factor or whatever the hell, American Idol, whatever's on TV these days. That's what you see when you hear about these overnight successes in all these different areas, but that's rarely the case. That is the exception usually. Reality is for most businesses or for most people, is a slow, methodical rise to the top without really any major inflection point. At least that's how my career was. Chris was, his career was very similar. Most of the people I know that have successful careers in audio, that's how it is for them. For most people I know that are in businesses outside of this, that's how it's been for them. Some grow faster, some grow slower, but at the end of the day, it's a slow, methodical rise. There's never a big bang moment for any of these people. And so Chris had kind of an interesting thought when it came to, you know, someone planting this bamboo garden. Would it make sense to plant something else instead, or at least along the way while you're waiting for something else to sprout?
Yeah.
Because if your livelihood is dependent on these bamboo seeds sprouting 5 years from now, if for whatever reason that was what your livelihood was, I don't know why it would be, but just say that is, something has to be sustaining you along that 5 year span. Something has to be.
Yeah.
And that could be, you know, if we're talking about farming, it could be what, corn? It could be
grass.
It could be anything really. Like, but when we start talking about careers, like, we all have like that big stretch goal. I hope everyone has that. Someone calls it, you know, the big, hairy, audacious goal. There's like different names for like that big, massive goal that everyone is striving towards. If you don't have that, think about what that is for your life. But along the way, you have to have those little goals. I think we touched on in the last episode a little bit in our ridiculous Fortnite and PUBG episode, episode 39, where we broke down really what our monthly goal was, and we try to space that out even by week or by day. And so instead of working towards some massive goal years and years and years from now, we're all working towards our weekly goal or our monthly goal, which is a much, much easier thing to tackle. It's a lot less overwhelming, and we get faster gratification. And more importantly, if you go back to our episode number 35, where we talk about speeding up that feedback loop, if you can arrange your business in this way where you're working towards those shorter term sub goals, as I would call it, instead of waiting for that big 5 year big bang that might or might not happen in your career, you're going to have not only more success, I believe, in your business, it's going to be a lot more tolerable and a lot less letdowns involved in your career.
Well, yeah. And the big thing with the bamboo tree, I'm sure the story is completely false. I'm sure someone made it up at some point.
Yeah, it's like a big motivational thing that, you know, if you only grind for 5 more years, then you'll make it, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's a message that everybody wants to hear.
Ooh, that's a good way of putting it. Everyone wants to hear that.
Yeah. The thing that's so stupid about this story is that the person trying to grow the bamboo tree doesn't use the scientific method. The scientific method is not just planting one seed and watering and fertilizing it for 5 years with no feedback loop. It's trying to find a way where you can gauge your success and gauge what's working. So, for example, if you watered it twice a day, would it sprout in 2 years? Or maybe you should try to grow 15 of these at the same time. Or maybe you should try to, I don't know, grow multiple plants in your garden rather than just one giant 90-foot bamboo tree. So the thing that's, I think, so interesting about that is when you have no feedback loop where it's just like, I'm just grinding and no one's telling me, hey, you could have done a better job there, or hey, you did a great job here. There's no way to improve.
Absolutely. Because imagine this, like, you have no idea if that plant is actually alive or dead for that 5 years that you're watering it and fertilizing it. It could be at the end of the 5 years, the thing was dead the whole time. It never sprouts. And if we pull this back into our careers and stop talking about farming right now or growing plants right now, if all you're doing is blindly trudging on in the face of adversity, without any real numbers, any real data, any real feedback to help guide you and improve and adjust course, then you're going to be struggling for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
This is an interesting thing. And I know there's some truth to this. I'm going to butcher this, but they say if a plane takes off from Los Angeles and is just, you know, 1 degree off in direction during the trip, it's the difference between going from to like Australia to Japan. That 1 degree factored out over that distance. And so without constant adjustment, the planes aren't going to perfectly go in the exact correct direction the entire time. They're making micro adjustments along the way. Without that ability to make micro adjustments in your business, you could end up in a completely different place, a place you don't even want to think about if you don't have feedback helping guide you along the way.
Yeah. And so, man, this is such a great topic for us because I think there's a temptation to want to believe the bamboo tree myth applies to us as audio people. And really what it comes down to here is there's two hypotheses. One is if I show up and I work in the studio every day for 5 years, I'm going to see really tiny results and then one day I'm going to win a Grammy. The second hypothesis here, which is even more intense, is if you win a Grammy, then clients will come out of the woodwork and you'll have consistent, high-paying work for the rest of your life. These are two large assumptions.
Before we get into the podcast today, let me tell you a little something crazy about myself. I'm actually a psychic, and I'm going to prove it to you. You and I, we've probably never met, but I bet I can describe your business better than you can. Here's what my crystal ball says. You probably have no idea how to get clients other than waiting around for referrals and word of mouth. You're stuck in a perpetual cycle of feast or famine, so you have wild income swings from month to month. You're charging way less than you should, and you know it, but you don't do anything about it. You feel like you have a million things you could be doing in your business, and you have no idea what you should be focusing on. And you have tons of little half-built bridges leading to nowhere, because you've jumped from thing to thing to thing as a dabbler. Am I right? Does this sound eerily similar to you? That's because I've been in your shoes and I've worked with thousands of freelancers who've also been there. So I'm not a psychic. My crystal ball is not real. I just have a really clear understanding of what freelancers are facing today. And if I can predict your problems, you can bet I actually have a solution to these problems. It's called client acquisition. We talk about this all the time on the podcast, but for some reason, freelancers still haven't really figured this out yet. This is why I created Clients by Design Coaching. It's a truly unique coaching program that helps you build your own client acquisition machine so you can break out of this feast or famine cycle that most freelancers never escape. So here's how our approach is unique. First, we do a deep dive on your business, we figure out what's missing, and we give you a complete marketing roadmap right from the start. So no more dabbling, no more guesswork, just a clear path to getting more clients. You always know what your next step is because we actually assign specific tasks to you. So instead of feeling overwhelmed, instead of feeling scattered, you can just focus on your next step. That's it. We give you unlimited feedback on everything you do so you can feel confident that every single step you're taking is the right one. And we hold you accountable, not by nagging you, but just by genuinely supporting and cheering you on every step of the way. If you're behind on any steps we've assigned to you, we'll proactively reach out and see how we can help. Clients by Design is not a course. We look at it like a partnership. We'll always show up. We'll always give you what you need, but you have to be willing to put in the work. This program is not for everyone, and that is okay. As of right now, I just checked the numbers. We've only approved about 25% of the applicants we've gotten so far. And that's because we are selective. We only accept your application if we believe we can truly help you. So if you're ready to end your feast or famine cycle and build a client acquisition machine, you can apply for Clients by Design by going to sixfigurecreative.com/coach. That's the number 6figurecreative.com/coach. Now here's our show.
Yeah, this goes back to the book, The Lean Startup, that we talked about several episodes ago, where you have these assumptions you're working towards in your business, and you have to, as quickly as possible, find a way to prove those assumptions or disprove those assumptions, or else build your business around completely different assumptions. And building your business around the assumption that if I get a Grammy, I will be successful, or the fact that I can even get a Grammy, if that's, we're just using this for, you know, for examples, no offense to anyone that has a Grammy or is working towards a Grammy, we're just using this as an example here. But if that's all you're working towards and you're building your business off the assumption that when that Grammy comes, it could come and go and never do anything to your business, or you may never get it. And then you've been working your entire business based around this assumption instead of a more grounded assumption of, well, if I need $3,000 a month, then I need to have 10 phone calls a month with 10 different artists because I know that'll turn into three projects paying me $1,000 each, which is $3,000.
That's just an example, by the way.
Right. The numbers may not pan out, but that is assumption you can attest with 10 conversations.
Yes.
Just have 10 conversations with qualified artists and you'll know what that's worth to you. It may be one project, it may be zero projects, it may be 10 projects. It won't be 10 projects, but you never know. So all we're trying to say here is don't work towards that 5-year goal without having some sort of grounded assumptions you're working towards that you have a, what we call a tighter feedback loop. That is today's topic in a nutshell. Ha! Or in a bamboo shell.
In a Chinese bamboo tree nutshell.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Let's talk about that hypothesis. If I get a Grammy, then I will have high paying work. The problem is that when you are just starting out, when you're a no name and you're not that expensive, the pool of potential clients is enormous. It's millions of people that want some sort of, they want to sound better. They want their music to be cooler. And that's essentially what all of us do. We help people make cooler music. It's a large pool of clients. If you get a Grammy and you raise your rates 1,000%, the number of potential clients goes from millions to hundreds, maybe thousands.
Yep. And that's a very competitive pool to be a part of.
That's a very competitive pool. Because here's the thing. Other people have won Grammys. And now you and the other people with Grammys are fighting over a considerably smaller number of people. Not only that, that small number of people are represented by an even smaller number of managers and of record companies.
It's true.
All of a sudden, you don't have a million potential clients that you can pull from. You've got like a couple labels.
Also, that's putting a lot of eggs in one, like a few big baskets that if you don't win those projects, we've talked about this in past episodes where if your average project size is too high or you're depending on one client for too much of your income, that's a dangerous place to be. So when you're in that level, it can be a feast or famine type situation where if you are no longer in vogue with that large label or that management company, you could lose half your income overnight. And that's a terrifying place to be.
Yeah. So this is, I think, to kind of bring it back to the bamboo thing. Would you rather have one 90-foot long piece of bamboo or thousands and thousands of 9-foot long pieces of bamboo?
Well, that depends on what I'm using the bamboo for, but let's just say we're selling it.
Well, let's get to the point here. What are you going to do with a 90-foot long piece of bamboo? What's it good for? It's good for nothing.
Makes me feel validated. It's bigger than everyone else's.
Yeah, it looks cool. But if you are trying to grow faster growing, smaller pieces of bamboo, bamboo that grows quickly.
I can sell them as like Huckleberry Finn fishing rods. And that, my friend, is a business.
That is a business right there. Which brings me to my next point. I'm going to quit audio and make fishing rods out of bamboo.
Official announcement coming from Chris Graham's mouth today.
That's my secret project. That's what I've been working on.
So what do you think is an important thing for people to take home from this episode, Chris?
Right. So I think first and foremost is you need to look at your assumptions and identify them as assumptions. Your assumptions might be, oh, if I put my time in, if I quote unquote pay my dues, which side note isn't a thing, then I'm going to get a bamboo tree, which in our industry might be a Grammy or a number one selling record. Then my next assumption is that then I'll have high paying clients forever, no matter what. Those are two enormous assumptions.
They may be correct, though. We're not saying it's not correct. I do know people that have had number ones and had massive careers after that, but
it's not testable.
Right. That's not a testable thing. It's not something that you can't build your business around that assumption.
Yeah.
You need to be working towards some smaller sub goals and go back to episode number 39, where we talk about finding your freedom number.
Well, here's the thing. There's a catch 22, and the catch 22 is this. If you don't commit to that bamboo tree, if you don't radically drop everything and just absolutely screw verifiable hypotheses, just go for it. If you don't do that, you might never accomplish it. But on the flip side is if it's an illusion, if it's a mirage and you go after it, you're totally screwed. So I just watched the movie Jaws with my 5-year-old for the first time. He freaking loved it.
He's going to have nightmares for the rest of his life. Good job.
He loved it. He's obsessed with it. So there's a crusty old fisherman in the movie. He's, you know, the a fire and a dew to you, fire Spanish ladies. Like, he's just a weirdo. And they find Jaws. They find the shark. It's a 25-footer. It's like
spoiler alert, but go ahead.
They find this big shark. And Chief Brody runs inside and he grabs the radio and he starts radioing for help. And this crusty old fisherman runs in with a baseball bat and he destroys the radio. Like, their boat is sinking. They've got a 25-foot shark that's stalking them. And I forget the fisherman's name, but he's full on, I'm committed. We're going head to head with this shark. We don't need help. We have to solve this problem. I destroyed the radio. And on the one hand, that might be a great thing to apply to your career. Damn the torpedoes. We're just going for it. And as a result of that radical commitment, you might be successful in a massive way.
But is that the smartest way to do it?
No, it's not. And side note, the crusty old fisherman didn't survive. He got eaten by the shark. The other two guys, they lived. So this sort of like being conservative, maybe not like destroying the radio, maybe not like putting everything into one unverifiable hypothesis. That's kind of what we're talking about here. That if your business is predicated on this sort of, well, I'm going to be famous someday, mom. If you're intentionally doing that and you're like, I have literally burned all my bridges. I smashed the radio and I'm going for it. If you've made a willful decision to do that, more power to you. If you've done that, but you don't recognize that's what you've done, that's a problem. So I think that's probably the message I think that we're trying to get to you here.
So that is it for this episode of the Six Figure Home Studio Podcast. A little bit short of an episode, I know. We were just trying something new. We found this story and we said, hey, we could probably riff on this for 15, 20 minutes. And we just wanted to see what a shorter episode would do. So if you like this kind of shorter format, let us know in the Six Figure Home Studio community, or you can just let us know by emailing us podcast@thesixfigurehomestudio.com. These are like little single serving episodes. We don't elaborate on too much. We don't go down too many rabbit holes. We just kind of stick to the point and try to get like one little idea to stick in your head. And I think these are going to be fun to do every now and again. We're not going to make every episode this short. I personally like longer episodes, but these are nice to sprinkle in there. But yeah, just trying something new. Next week is going to be actually an awesome episode that I'm really looking forward to putting out because we tackle something that is a problem for most people. If we talk to pretty much any part-time home studio that exists today, we're going to say, what is your number one problem? And the response is going to almost undoubtedly be, we don't have enough clients to stay full-time. And so we're going to start a two-part series, maybe a three-part series on finding more clients for your studio. So next week, we're going to start part one, which is lead generation for your studio. We're going to go over a lot of things related to that. So we're excited. So again, tune in next week, 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, when the episode should be live, hopefully, where we're going to talk about finding more clients for your studio. Happy hustling. Thanks for listening and have an awesome week. Whoa.